Morning, everyone. Welcome to Desert Island Discs. My special guest today is Barnaby. Hi, Barnaby.
Hello.
And Barnaby has chosen four items that he would like to take on his desert island. I think he's thought very carefully about these. He has some good choices from what I've seen. So, Barnaby, your first item is a food item. What food item would you like to take with you?
My food item would be my dad's carbonara because it reminds me of home and it is very tasty.
It's very tasty, yeah. So are you a big pasta fan?
Yeah.
Why carbonara?
Because I just really like it and my dad makes too much sometimes, so.
Does he? Do you get extra then?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's dad's speciality. Does dad do the cooking?
I help him sometimes.
Oh, do you? Do you reckon you could make carbonara yourself?
My dad was looking out for me and I wouldn't get injured.
And you wouldn't get injured,
I could
yeah.
Burn myself.
Do you think you'd manage to cook on your desert island? Do you think you'd have...
Because
you wouldn't have dad there with you then.
I wouldn't have enough resources either.
No. Not fishing? No?
No.
No.
I don't go fishing a lot.
Good job we've got the carbonara then. Yeah. Okay, so is that something that you would order in an Italian, or is it just because it's dad's special?
It's dad's special.
It's dad's special. It will remind you of home and, yeah. Brilliant. Okay, so moving on to item number two, you're allowed to choose a song that you're going to play on your desert island. What song choice have you made?
I would choose Waka Waka because it gives me energy and I need energy to be on the island, and it reminds me of the World Cup because it was played in the World Cup ceremony.
It was, yeah, and it is a very upbeat song, isn't it? So tell me about the football connection and why a football song?
Because I always play football and I just love football.
So do you think you'd play this song to sing to dance to, or do you think you might exercise to it?
Maybe, any of them.
All three?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Give you energy. Is this because you've been dancing to it in class as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you remember the moves?
Yeah.
Yeah?
No, some.
Some of them. Well, you could make up your own routine, couldn't you, to bring back. And what about the football element? How do you think you're going to keep fit on the island while you're there?
I could do some running, or I could just try to create a football out of the resources I can find.
Oh, right. And then what would you do with it?
Kiki-uppie? Yeah, kiki-uppies.
Yeah.
Because I'm not very good at them right now.
Yeah, okay, we can practice that. Maybe a few, headers.
Create a goal.
Sticks. Shooting practice.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Okay, you've thought this through. Right, so we've got our song and we've got our meal. Now, you've chosen a book, I'm pleased to say. What book have you got?
I have chosen Bear Grylls because it will teach me how to survive and I love reading it.
I'm really pleased you've been very practical here, Barnaby. Have you read any Bear Grylls?
Yeah, and I watch them.
Do you?
Uh-huh.
Tell me what you like about Bear Grylls.
I love the films where you can actually pick what he does. With the remote control.
Oh, tell me about these. Don't know these.
So he gives you an option, like one thing or the other, and you get to pick which one he does.
Oh, gosh. And then he has to go and do it?
Yeah.
Like what? Extreme are they?
Grapple down one of the mountains or slide down.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Rope.
And what is it you admire about Bear Grylls?
Because he just loves to explore everything.
Are you an outdoor person?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting the impression you would be somebody who would cope quite well on a desert island.
Yeah.
Do you think so?
Yeah, definitely.
Tell me what skills you think you've got that would make you a good castaway.
In reception, we did go down to the forest and learn a couple of things, like how to create a fire. And we learned how to build dens.
Brilliant.
Which could probably help me on the island.
I think you've really thought this through as well. You've got practical book. You've got your fire lighting skills, make a den. You've thought about how to entertain yourself. You've got a very positive attitude. Marvellous. So this brings us up to your final item, which is a luxury item. A luxury item that might have no other purpose, but what have you chosen, Bart?
I have chosen a sleeping bag because I will have somewhere comfy to sleep and I'll just have somewhere to sit and do everything.
I think, again, you've been extremely practical. I think Bear Grylls would be proud of you. You've not gone for a teddy bear or, I don't know, a pillow. You've gone for something really practical. Mm-hmm. Have you got a sleeping bag that you've got in mind? And is it something that's really comfy and keep you warm at cold nights?
Yeah.
Yeah, excellent choice, I think. So what do you think you'd enjoy most?
I do really enjoy swimming, so I could go swimming.
Excellent. Do you think you'd be any good at catching fish and that sort of thing?
I could learn if I was there for quite a long time.
Yeah.
I could definitely create a fishing rod.
Yeah, I think you'd be very good, Barnaby. I have no doubt that you would manage to survive on your desert island. Really interesting choices. Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah.